Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your host, Elohim. We're reading from the Toronto for Scripture today. I believe today is Mother's Day. We're going to start with the National Anthem. Good evening, this is your host, Elohim. Naturally, our job is to show you how powerful this Bible is. Now, the thing is, the Bible has three thought processes. One of that of a man and woman, one of that of a slave, and one of that of God. We're using the thought process of God when we deal with the Bible, okay? So, first of all, I'd like to thank Source Energy for my birthing guides, Psalm 82:6, backed up by Jesus in King James Version, John 10:34. My birthing guides are James and Sarah. I thank them for giving me life so that I can embark on this wonderful journey. I would like to thank my God, Sarah, for going through the pain of baptizing me to make me a holy person. That will be in Luke 2:23, as it is written in the law of your God. Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Now, we're using the King James Version because the other versions are taking the keys out. And the keys are very important. We need the keys. Once we make the transition into God, which is what we're supposed to be, that'll be Psalm 82:6. I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. This is backed up by Jesus in 10:34. It is not written in your law, I said you are gods. So each person, according to the Bible, has personally opened the womb of the woman, which means that you have been personally baptized by God. Talking about the water breaking, going through the water and all that, yes, that's how you get here. You get here through the baptism. Now, Jesus said you can be baptized like him. That's what he said. Now, John wants you to know the truth. Now that John baptized Jesus, John can't baptize you. John is not here. So you cannot be baptized by John the way Jesus was baptized by John. And you can be baptized by somebody by dunking in water, but it ain't John, okay? Jesus was baptized by his mother, Mary. You were baptized by your mother, just like Jesus. Everybody is baptized like Jesus, coming through the mother's womb. Okay? Now, I like to make an assertion. An assertion is the acceptance of Source Energy's law. As the God of this dimension, I accept the law of reap what you sow. And I will not do or say anything that I do not want done or said to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. But to take my pledge as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. And I will have no trouble that I cannot solve. Okay? That's Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whomsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Everything that we're bringing you is through the Bible's thought process of us transitioning into God. That's who we're supposed to be. That's what I talk about every show, okay? Now, I'd like for you to take 10 breaths with me. Make sure that you fill up your lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now I'd like to play one of the songs off the album. Oh, we do have an album on the market. And I'd like to play one of the songs off the album that sort of illustrates a little bit about what we're doing, okay? Now, every song on the album is taken from the scriptures, and I can relate what scriptures that the album belongs, that the song belongs to, that the song is patterned after, because we made the whole album based on the Book of Matthew, okay? Okay, for a second.
Yeah.
That's one of the songs off the album, 911 Jesus Emergency. You can purchase the album, or you can go on YouTube. You want to hear more about the album, more songs on the album, just go on YouTube, type in Irving Christ, 911 Jesus Emergency, and the album will come up. You'll be able to listen to some of the songs, okay? Now, we'd like to talk about what the puppet masters are doing out here for a minute. Look, the reason why they really dislike Jesus, okay, was because he was literally, not figuratively, but literally, he was literally against religions, okay? And wanted to get caught up in the religious, in that religious thing, okay? Now, why would you say something like that? Is that in the Bible? James 1:27. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in affliction and keep himself unspotted. I want to read that again. James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless, the widows in affliction, and keep himself unspotted. Didn't say nothing about any of the religions that you're under. Not one word. Didn't endorse any religion that you're under. The puppet masters are good. Like I said, they'll talk Lincoln off the penny. These guys are so good. We're coming at you as gods of the Bible. We're coming to you with the thought process of God. We're supposed to be working together. The biggest problem that we have is that once you get caught up with the puppet masters in whatever religious group that you're in, that group is the only group that's going to get, it's going to make it through salvation. What kind of nonsense is that? Okay? I've read quite a few of the holy books, Bagavino, Osby, you know, Teachings of the Master Priority. So I've read quite a few of the books. But I like the thought process of the Bible. But in order to get into this thought process, I have to let go of religion. Right? Why do you think they killed Jesus, man? They didn't kill him for no reason. And against the Sanhedrin. These people are studying the same old scriptures over and over and over. But when Jesus asked Nicodemus a question, he had no idea. Because they're not growing. They're stuck. And what we call a birthing loop, that's what we call it, because the world needs to be born again. We're talking about a mental upgrade so that you can constantly be growing all the time, okay? Now, this is what we're doing. We're bringing this message to you as gods of the Bible, as comforters, okay? This is what we're doing. This is why we're going to be mentioning Jesus. What he taught, look, Jesus did not want us to worship him as the God. He didn't want that. That's why he kept bringing up the Father. See, that's the old Jedi mind trick. I can use that term. Because they're giving you a God. Just think about this for a minute. They're giving you a God that controls what you're doing, but they were the ones sent by this God to give you the message. Okay. Now, they use it in Jesus' name, put Jesus' name on their agenda, but they're not following Jesus. See, Jesus didn't want you to serve him. Excuse me. He said, I call you not servant, for the servant know not what the master doeth, but I call you friends. For all that I have learned, I have showed you. Everything that he gets from the Father, he brings it to you so that you can be on an equal footing with him. Okay? That's why when people say, is Jesus God? Absolutely. Is he the only God? No. And he tells you that. That's what he was saying when he said, is it not written in your law that you are gods? He knew he was a god, but he also knew you was a god. We're bringing you the thought process of God. We're the gods of the Bible, and we're taking you into the mind of God. They talk about this, but they don't really take you into it the way they're supposed to take you into it. Well, this is what we're doing. First thing that we're supposed to be doing is dealing with the art of forgiveness. Now, that brings comfort to the planet. That's what the comforters are for. Bring it into the art of forgiveness. Whenever we shut up our shows, we have three flags, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. That's the color of five tribes. We have that flag. Then we have the red, white, and blue flag. Then we have the red, black, and green flag. We're doing that to show you that we're forgiving all the atrocities that were done under the red, white, and blue. We're forgiving you all the atrocities that were done under the red, black, and green. And some heinous atrocities was committed under both flags. This is what we're trying to bring to your attention. Now, the five tribes, okay, have to work together. If we're going to do what we're supposed to do, the reason that we're here, why are we here? We're here to monitor the Milky Way galaxy, maintain the Milky Way galaxy. That's how you got it like that. Are an amazing group. Black, brown, red, yellow, white, all five tribes. You're absolutely amazing. You're amazing gods. And there's so much that you can do once you upgrade, once you make a transition into your godhood. Okay? Now, we're here because the world needs to be born again. This is why we're bringing you these broadcasts. Okay? That will be John 3:3. Everything that we're doing is in the Bible, but we're bringing it to you from a different thought process. We're bringing it to you from the thought process of Psalm 82, okay, and John 10:23. That thought process is the thought process of the Bible that opens up everything so that you can see it just a little bit better. Because we're fighting and killing each other over some entity that's in your mirror, not floating around up there. Well, E.T. is up there. We're talking about E.T. right now. Okay? This is Jesus answered and said it to him. When he asked him, he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Didn't say go to the kingdom of heaven. He said he could not see the kingdom of God. And Jesus told them. He told them. Okay? That the kingdom of God is within you. Open that. You can't see the power that's within you because you haven't made the transition into your Godhood. Now, we're going to talk about that just for a second, because there's a lot we have to go through. I'll slow down my my speech so that when I put this on the air, they can keep up with the words and put the word, when they hit the button for the words, it'll be able to keep up with what I'm saying, okay? We're here because the world needs to be born again. John 3:3. Unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. It's the kingdom of God, all right? I put heaven in there because I got a little information about heaven that you might not know. We'll talk about that. But the book says you cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay? Now let's talk about what is being born again. Being born again. Let's start the process. I'm going to start you on the process of being born again. In order to be born again, you must first know what the truth is. The truth is never changes and is always the same. That's the truth. If you ask 10 people, they'll tell you the same thing. Certain things I'm going to say every show. I don't be like a commercial. If you ask 10 people what the truth is, you get 10 different answers. They do not want you to know what the truth is. Because once you figure out what the truth is, all this nonsense that they're running at you, it's not going to work. Okay? This, whatever you see or do in your lifetime, that's the truth. And it's the same for everybody. It never changes, because what you did is it's your truth. Why? Because you were there. You did it. Now, I've read all the books, but I like the Bible the best. I like the way Jesus approached this thing, even though Jesus went against the powers that be. That's why they killed him. They killed him. They killed James. Kidnapped Peter. Peter had to run to the white tribe's territory to teach. You know? The powers to be do not want you to deal with the Bible's thought process as far as you being God. They don't want that. Okay? So you have to be born again. What does being born again mean? You're constantly being born again. Minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, year to year. The question is, what are you being born into? That's the question that you have to deal with. Now, if you're coming from the thought process of God, knowing that you're unlimited and you could do anything that you put your mind to, okay, what you need to do is design, all right, design what you want out of life. You are a designer. Design what you want out of life. And you'll be able to bring that into existence through the law of what you sow. What you're sowing is what you're reaping. You want a different life? You want a better life? Then start sowing things differently. It'd be nice if all the children knew that they were holy and they were being born into gods. It'd be nice if all the children knew that. But the churches, that's why I'm blaming the churches for a lot of stuff out here. The religious communities are blocking that, blocking your children from being God. What is a God? A God, don't lie, don't cheat. Don't steal, okay? A God keeps his commitments when he make it. Because whatever a God says, he knows that his word is law, okay? And if he can't do it, he's not going to speak it. Because once he speak it, it's in existence. Can't take it back. So God is very mindful of what he says. When I use the term God, it's gender neutral when I use the term God, okay? So we're talking about being born again. So the first things about being born again is you have to know the truth. We just told you what the truth is. Now you can check what I'm saying. Ask anybody, what's the truth? You get all kinds of answers out there. But the truth is what you do, what you see in your lifetime. That way you won't get caught up in other people's truths. Okay? Just like Jesus didn't want you to believe in him. He wanted you to believe on him. There's a difference. Okay? All right? I can believe on a plane. I use the plane, do what I have to do, and then I'm out. But I don't believe in the plane. I'm not bowing down, worshiping the plane. That's why they ask you. They don't ask you, do you believe on God? This is the language of Jesus. They ask you to believe in God. They want to know if you have something that you're worshiping and that's greater than you. And Jesus tells me, nothing on the planet is greater than you. Well, I'm being born. How can I be the greatest thing on the planet when there's a lot of people that know more and do things better than me? Yes, they are. That's part of your growth process. Because you're growing, you're born men and women, and you grow into your godhood. That's a process. And your gods are supposed to take you through that process, okay? According to the Bible, right? You are born a holy person. You are born, oh crap. You are born a holy person. You are born divine. I hit a button. That's very racist, but that's why I made that comment. You are born a holy person, okay? We're talking about Luke 2:23. As it is written in the law, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Now think about that. That's the baptism coming through mama's womb. Water break, you're being baptized in water. Just like Jesus was when he's dealing with Mary. You can't be baptized the other way because Jesus was baptized by John. You can't be baptized by John today. John ain't around. But you can be baptized by your mother. Right? This is what we're getting with. We're talking about the thought process of the Bible. We're talking about the thought process of the Bible. We're bringing you into a different mindset, into a different thought process, so that you know what's going on, so that you'll be able to understand somebody else's truth is somebody else's truth. You're in the first stages of being born again as you listen to this broadcast. First, you have to know the truth. First, you have to know what being born again is. When Jesus talked to Nicodemus, he was telling him he had to be upgraded into his teachings because where he was stuck in them same old scriptures day in and day out, listening to the religious broadcast, same old scriptures day in and day out. They're not learning. They want to keep you as men and women. I've even had preachers say, I'm the only overseer around here. Overseer is a slave master. See, they know what they're doing, but you don't know what they're doing because they're keeping you as children. They're keeping you as men and women, okay? Where in the Bible, other than what we're talking about, that they're expressing us being gods? I want to go through this because this is something that you need to know, especially if you're a Bible thumper, which is what I am, okay? In Genesis, okay, he told, in Genesis, Adam and Eve was told, hey man, if you eat of this tree, you're going to become gods like one of us. That's what it says. drink of this tree, you'll become God like one of us. God told him, yo, man, E.T. told him, no, don't eat from that tree. I don't want you to be like me. All right? They ate from the tree. They became gods like one of us. What did they do? The first thing they did, they designed aprons to wear. They took some leaves and designed aprons to wear. There's more to the story. I'm just going through the first portion of how this thing works. So that you can have a better idea of what the puppet masters are doing to you. They're hurting you. Hurting you so much. You know, this is why Jesus didn't support any religion. I had one person say, oh, born again is in the Bible. Yes, it's in the Bible. But it's not in the Bible as a religion. They're taking turns, turn into religion, and they keep you as children so they can manipulate you. Men and women. You think it's strange that nobody wants to be a man or a woman these days? You know? When E.T. came off the ship, I'm telling you, okay? This is what, see, we're talking about the kingdom here. We're talking about what you're supposed to be, okay? Jesus, Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. That's Luke 17:21, okay? Neither shall you say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. All this is inside you that you can do, that you can be, okay? But once you make the transition into God's, you're not drinking no liquor no more. You're not taking no conscious altering pills anymore. You're not doing those things because you know it's not necessary. Now, E.T. came off the ship, you know, looking for Adam and Eve. Yo, man, what you doing? Now, he didn't know what they was doing because he wasn't on the ship. When he out there walking around, he don't know what's going on. Same thing we saw with Cain and Abel. Yo, where's your brother? He don't know what's going on, you know, once he's off the ship. Okay? So, from the tree and became gods, and their eyes of them both were open, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. All right, this is what they did. They designed clothes to wear. They were designers, and they had strong imaginations. You have to be able to imagine what something's going to look like before you even start designing it. You know, I'm just going through a few things here in the beginning so that we can see better what we're supposed to be doing, where we're at. The five tribes of the earth are supposed to be working together. That's what's going on. We talk about E.T. and what he's doing. Well, let's talk about how the planets was made. Okay? Let's talk about how the planets was made. I'm jumping around a little bit because there's information out here that you need to get. And once you get the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, and you start reading, all this stuff is in the book. Okay? That's why the topic of the day is Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. Okay? Now, the thing is, I'm saying that we're God. And we say, who are we really? Now let's talk about how the planets was made. There was no Big Bang. I'm going through some things because it's a thought process that you need to get. The Bible is an amazing book. Once you make the upgrade, to transition into your godhood so that you can literally read the book and get what you're supposed to get out of it. All right? Remember, all when they talk about restrictions on man and sin and all that, but for men and women, that has nothing to do with you. Oh, women, it's a sin. Women can't teach. Okay, women can't teach. But where does it in the book that it say God can't teach? Nowhere in the book that it say God can't teach. But the book does say that you are God. All the restrictions that they have on men and women don't apply to you no more. Okay? You're under the law of the cosmos. Reap what you sow. You're supposed to be sowing things that where you're going to reap the benefits of what you want. That's where you are. That's who God is. Okay? You got guys out here, children out here making bombs. You know? Oh, you're going to reap what you sow. Other people are making bombs too. You're making bombs for somebody, someone else making bombs for you. Everybody got big bombs, right? You have to blow each other up. Hello? This is not where we're supposed to be at this point of our development. We're coming on 10,000 years of growth. Each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. Okay? Each tribe has had 10,000 years to rule. The white tribe is here now. They're ruling now, but their time is almost up. Trying to get 2,000 years. Check the calendar. Trying to get 2,000 years. Their time is up. They're fighting to maintain their dominance over the planet. But it's not about the planet. It's about getting off planet. There's hundreds of planets out there just like this one. Why are we killing each other over this little speck of dirt? We're not even from the doggone planet. That's a whole nother lecture. We're not even from this planet. Since we're dealing with tyrannical scriptures, I kind of like feel free to go where I want. Because there's no definite topic. There's no definite thing that we're talking about. So I'm talking about everything. All right? You need to be born again. What being born again is, you're constantly being born again. Day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, week to week, you're constantly being born again. All right? That's what's going on. But the question is, what are you being born into? Are you being born into a thief? Are you being born into a drug addict? Are you being born into what? Are you being born into? You being born into a lawyer or born into a doctor? It's up to you what you're being born into, because you are a God and you can design your own future. You can design what you want and make it happen for yourself, okay? Anytime somebody asks you, who are we? Why are we here? We're gods, okay? And we're here to manage and maintain the Milky Way galaxy. That's why you're here, okay? Our whole society is supposed to be geared towards space travel, not geared towards where we need this relief of baseball and football and basketball. We don't really need that stuff. We don't need it. As gods, we don't need it. As men and women, we need a break. You know, I go to football games, my little break. I'm at this game, watching the guys bang their heads together to get up to get a few yards with the ball and make a few dollars. You know. As men and women, okay, as children need some playtime, you know? God don't need that. God don't need the playtime. God is on a mission, maintaining the Milky Way galaxy. That's why we're here. You can't maintain the Milky Way galaxy if you're sitting on a step with a 40 in your hand. That's not going to happen. You can't maintain the Milky Way galaxy if you're not eating properly. Not going to happen. You can't maintain the Milky Way galaxy if you're taking mind-altering trucks. You can't maintain the Milky Way galaxy. Once your child makes a transition into God, they're not taking the opioids and all that. They know they don't need it. They're holy beings. Okay? They're holy beings. That's who they are. Born holy. Every man coming through the woman is holy according to the Lord. Okay? A holy person is a divine person. You're teaching the children about their divinity at an early age so that they'll know who they know when their time comes who they're going to be. Okay? And it's telling you, neither shall they say, lo here, lo there, for behold, this is Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within. We're dealing with the thought process of God right now. So we're taking you through the scriptures with a different thought process, okay? When we're taking you through the scriptures with a different thought process, because there's certain things that we want you to know, okay? When they ate of the fruit, this is Genesis 3:7, here comes God telling them, what have you done? We're God's designers and have strong imaginations. That's who we are. And Genesis explains that to you. They ate of the fruit. That means Adam and Eve were gods, like one of us. Okay? From the beginning, it's telling you that you were gods. And then it's telling you everybody came from Adam and Eve. You were born from God. Okay? Now, let's talk about how the planets was made for a minute. Because when you talk about there's no Big Bang, okay? So, how were the planets made? Now, all this is explained in Theological Scriptures, Bible 2.0. All right? You have incorporeal energy. Everything in the cosmos is made up of corporeal energy, incorporeal energy. That's it. As you can think back and go back and back, who made this, who made that, who made this, who made that, you'll come to a point where something was just here. You have to come to that point. So whatever that was just here, everything had to be made from that. What was that? We call it energy. Everything is made up of energy. So the energy had to be the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. It was just here, okay? And what caused this energy to go into motion? Incorporeal energy, right, has a perpetual motion process in it. And as incorporeal energy, as that process develops, it gives off a gas. This gas is corporeal, okay? Now, once when you think of the birthing process of the baby carrier, some call her a woman, I'm calling her a baby carrier, when an egg is fertilized, it splits. Well, that's what happened in the very beginning. The incorporeal energy began to split. And it's a split consciousness. Consciousness is a part of all of this because of this. All energy is conscious. This consciousness is what made the clusters, okay, begin to do things. This consciousness made the clusters begin to do things. This is incorporeal energy, okay? And as the incorporeal energy and the gas it was given on, they're both frequencies. Incorporeal energy is a frequency. Gas is a frequency. The corporeal energy is a frequency. Your entire periodic table is made up of the corporeal gas. The entire periodic table. Because the corporeal energy is what we're calling, that's the flesh. That's your flesh portion. The corporeal energy. So both of those having the same environment, right? Those frequencies having the same environment, right? Caused a barrier to form between the two, what we call dimensions, because corporeal energy and incorporeal energy can't exist in the same environment. Okay? Those two frequencies existing in the same environment caused another frequency, which is space. This is how space is generated. Space is generated by corporeal and incorporeal energy, okay, vibrating at a certain speed, a certain frequency. This causes space, okay? What we call it, the fabric of space. Now, there's three energies occupying the same environment. That caused dark matter, okay, to appear, to push the frequencies in motion, okay? That's what the dark matter does, okay? We know dark matter is there. We can see it. We know it's there, but we can't use it. We can't manipulate it because we don't have the machines to do that. But we're working on it. Remember, we're gods, you know? We're working on it. So you have incorporeal energy, corporeal energy, you have the fabric of space, and you have dark matter. All of those are different frequencies. Those frequencies functioning in the same environment cause what we call the chaos of a black hole. Okay? Now, the black hole is what separates the dimensions. Okay? Dark matter pushes the universe. Energy to go from one dimension to another, they're using the black hole. Black hole is like a portal, but it's actually chaos that's between the three dimensions, the three frequencies. All those frequencies work together, made a chaos that we call the black hole. Okay? Now, this is how the universe, as they call it, came into existence. Now, they put in a time element. Time is the measurement of motion. They measure the motion of something out there, the motion of light or whatever they're measuring. They give them mathematical numbers or what they call time, 4 billion years, 10 billion years, you know? But there's another thought process that they're going to have to enter into, because the time that they're using, whatever they're using to measure motion, whatever motion that they're using, whatever out there that they're using to measure time, is not going to be accurate, because the fabric of space is kind of unique. It's like having a T-shirt, right? And you're putting things on a T-shirt. To the things on a T-shirt, it looks like something's moving, because every time you look up, you see something different on a T-shirt. But the fabric of space stays the same. Fabric of space don't move. It's the appearance. What you're seeing as movement is an illusion out there, okay? Because the incorporeal energy is incorporeal beings at this point. They become beings. These incorporeal beings are constantly putting things on the fabric of space where it looks like things are moving, but in actuality, they're not. They're just constantly making solar systems and putting them on the T-shirt. After a while, the T-shirt gets fuller and fuller and fuller, and you said, man, things are moving. Nothing's moving. Okay? It's just things are being made and put on the t-shirt. So to the first thing that was put on the t-shirt, it looked like something's moving because it's getting further and further away. No, they're just putting the things further away from you, but the things aren't moving. It's an interesting thought process, just something for you to think about. Why should we believe you? We tell you the tyrannical scriptures. Don't believe anything. This is what we take from the scriptures. My screen just went down. But this is what we tell you in the tyrannical scriptures. Don't believe anything. Right? We're just giving you a different thought process. Just another way to think about things, okay? Now, as the gas, the incorporeal energy was given on, began to build up in the dimension, in the physical dimension, right? They thought the gas would catch fire and burn a hole in both dimensions. So the incorporeal beings, because that's what we were at first. There was no flesh beings, okay, when all this started. Everything was we're incorporeal beings. But they were worrying about the gas burning a hole in both dimensions. So they came through the black hole into this dimension to check what would happen if they ignited part of the gas, which is what they did. They ignited part of the gas, but dark matter pushing things kept the particles from igniting one to another, like trees in the forest. Fire jumps from one tree to another tree. But because of the dark matter pushing everything, that didn't happen. So they surrounded themselves with flesh, okay? We call them shapeshifters these days, but they surrounded themselves with flesh. And they were at the point that they could live in space without ships and stuff. I'm telling you, they had it like that, you know? Oh, my goodness. The time is up so fast. Seems like I'm just getting started. I should have made this. I think on Sunday I'm going to make it a two-hour show because 1 hour is not enough to cover so much territory. You know, I'm just getting started, and a lot of things I haven't even said. We got 90 seconds here. I like to like to make an assertion. I've done everything that I've done today. I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay? Remember, love is to act and make others feel good. And boy, time got away pretty fast. So my screen went down, so I couldn't see the time. But We will see you again at the next adventure. This was a stroll through the tyrannical scriptures. This is what I've been doing today, just going through the tyrannical scriptures. No particular topic, just jump around on a few things because we need to be born again. I'm trying to wake you up so that we can stop fighting and killing each other over things that just don't even matter, okay? So with this, I'd like to say much love, and we'll see you on the next adventure, okay?